Chapter 1. The Power You Didn't Know You Had. Think you're in control? Think again. Remember the cereal aisle at your local supermarket? Bright colors, catchy slogans, your childhood favorites stacked at eye level. You scan the shelves, confident that you're making your own choice, based on personal preferences, diet goals, or maybe a craving for that sugary crunch. But what if I told you that the decision you're about to make isn't yours at all? Right now, forces you can't see are pulling the strings. From the packaging design to the product placement, every inch of that aisle has been engineered to guide your hand toward one specific box. Every step you take in that store is guided by years of research on human behavior, on you. The scary part? This happens every day, every single day. From the toothpaste you bought this morning to the Netflix show you're binging tonight, every decision you make is being subtly influenced, shaped by forces operating just beneath your awareness. Forces that are quietly steering your behavior, opinions, and desires. These are the forces of persuasion. And they're everywhere. You didn't buy this book by accident. Sure, maybe the title intrigued you, or you've heard about the transformative power of persuasion. But deep down, something else drew you in. The promise of power. A power you didn't even know you had. The power to pull the hidden strings of influence in your own life, your business, your relationships. And by the end of this book, you'll realize that persuasion is the single most important tool you'll ever need to master. The force controlling your life. Persuasion is a tool for marketers, salespeople, or leaders. It's not confined to late-night infomercials or high-stakes business deals. Persuasion is everywhere. It's the invisible force that shapes every decision you make, every belief you hold, and every interaction you have. From the moment you wake up to the moment you fall asleep, you are swimming in a sea of influence, often without realizing it. You've been persuaded your whole life, by your parents, your friends, your teachers, your favorite brands, even the algorithms that feed you your daily dose of social media. Persuasion is a fundamental part of human existence, an ancient skill that's been hardwired into our brains since the dawn of time. Why do you do what you do? Why do you believe what you believe? Logic or rationality? Number. It's influence. Constant, relentless influence. And once you start seeing the world through this lens, you can never go back. A study titled The Hidden Power of Social Influence by Robert Cialdini and his colleagues found that most of our daily decisions are shaped by social norms and subtle cues that we aren't even aware of. When you laugh at a joke that isn't funny, buy a product because it's trending, or even choose your morning coffee over a healthier option, you're being influenced. These seemingly small choices stack up to define who you are, what you value, and how you live your life. But what if you could turn the tables? What if, instead of being the one influenced, you became the influencer? What if you learned to wield the power of persuasion to your advantage? To shape your world, your relationships, your career? This is the power you didn't know you had. And that's exactly what this book is here to teach you. The Science of Persuasion. Let's pull back the curtain a little further. Persuasion is more than a social phenomenon. It's a biological one. It's written into the very fabric of your brain, embedded in neural circuits that have evolved over millennia to help you sail the complex web of human relationships. Neurological research by Falk and Schultz reveals that persuasion activates brain regions associated with self-related processing, reward, and social cognition. In other words, when you're persuaded, it's way more than your logical mind at work. It's your brain's reward systems, social processing, and emotional centers lighting up like a Christmas tree. The more persuasive a message, the more your brain gets involved. Take a minute to let that sink in. The very act of persuasion is a form of neural manipulation. Your brain is constantly calculating, processing, and responding to the stimuli around you, all in ways that you barely notice. This is why persuasion is so powerful. It bypasses your rational mind and taps directly into the systems that govern your emotions, desires, and behaviors. The Elaboration Likelihood Model, ELM, developed by Petty and Cacioppo, explains how persuasion works on two levels, central and peripheral. When you're deeply invested in a decision, you engage the central route, analyzing the pros and cons with careful thought. But most of the time, you're not thinking that hard. You're on autopilot, taking the peripheral route, relying on quick cues, emotions, and subconscious triggers to make decisions. And guess what? This is where most persuasion happens, when it hits the right emotional notes at the right time. This is the science of persuasion, and it's the secret weapon of the world's greatest influencers, from CEOs to political leaders to your favorite brands. The best persuaders don't rely on logic or facts alone. They know how to trigger your brain's emotional and social wiring, how to plant ideas deep in your subconscious, where they grow without you even noticing. And once you understand how this works, you can begin to use it yourself. Relationships, career, and identity. Persuasion isn't something that only happens in boardrooms or advertising agencies. It's happening right now in your personal life, in your conversations with friends, your negotiations at work, and even your self-talk. In your relationships, every time you convince a friend to see a movie they weren't interested in or get your partner to try a new restaurant, you're engaging in persuasion. Influence is understanding their desires, tapping into their emotions, and positioning your idea as something that aligns with their goals. Remember the broccoli story? I wasn't just getting a kid to eat his vegetables. I was understanding what truly motivated him, his need to win, to be faster than his brother. Once I found the right emotional trigger, persuasion became effortless. In your career, if you're pitching an idea, negotiating a raise, or leading a team, persuasion is the tool that can make or break your success. I beg you, don't be the loudest voice in the room. Instead, understand how to frame your message in a way that resonates with your audience. Research shows that linguistic choices, like structuring your message with the right balance of emotion and logic, can significantly enhance your persuasive power. A poorly structured argument, no matter how compelling the idea, will fall flat if it doesn't hit the right emotional chords. In your identity, the most powerful persuasion isn't what happens between you and someone else, it's what happens within you. Every day, you're persuading yourself, convincing yourself that you're capable, that you're worthy, that you can achieve the goals you've set for yourself. Or worse, you're persuading yourself of the opposite. This is the inner game of persuasion, and mastering it is the key to personal transformation. As the research shows, persuasion activates brain regions related to self-processing, meaning that every act of persuasion reflects how we see ourselves. How the world nudges you. You've seen this in action, even if you didn't realize it. A company offers 3 subscription tiers: basic, 10, standard, 18, and premium, 20. Most people, left to their own devices, would pick basic. It's cheaper and seems to offer decent value. But when the company introduces a slightly less attractive middle option, standard, it suddenly makes the premium package seem like the best deal in the world. Without even thinking about it, you're nudged towards spending more money. Why does this work? Because the decoy option is designed to guide your decision-making by making one choice seem disproportionately better. Your brain, wired for quick decision-making and risk avoidance, sees the premium option as the safest bet. You think you're making an informed choice, but the reality is, the choice was already made for you. This tactic is everywhere, from how coffee shops price their lattes to how streaming services structure their subscriptions. And here's the kicker. Once you start recognizing these subtle influences in your life, you'll see them everywhere. But here's the good news. Once you see them, you can't unsee them. You become more aware, more in control. And that's the first step to mastering persuasion yourself. Persuasion versus manipulation. Is persuasion manipulation? When does guiding someone's decision cross the line into unethical territory? This is where things get murky and where the ethical implications of persuasion become clear. Yes, persuasion can be manipulative. When used with selfish intent, it can exploit people's vulnerabilities, create artificial desires, and lead them to make decisions that aren't in their best interest. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be that way. At its core, persuasion is about guiding people toward better outcomes, helping them make decisions that improve their lives, solve their problems, or achieve their goals. When done ethically, persuasion is a tool for good, a way to create positive change. But the line between influence and manipulation is thin, and the responsibility lies with you, the persuader. This is a theme we'll return to throughout the book, because it's critical to understanding the true power of persuasion. You hold immense power in your hands, but how you use it defines who you are as a leader, a business owner, or a friend. Will you use persuasion to lift others up or to control them for your own gain? Persuasion is key to transformation. Now that you understand how persuasion operates in your daily life and relationships, it's time to flip the script. What if you could use the same principles that companies use to sell products and apply them to yourself? I ask because the most important persuasion you'll ever do is the persuasion you do with yourself. Every day, you're convincing yourself of something: that you can land that promotion, that you deserve success, or worse, that you're not good enough, that you're destined to fail. This is the ultimate battleground of persuasion, the inner game. And mastering it is the key to personal growth. Imagine if you could persuade yourself with the same ease that a company persuades you to upgrade to the premium tier. Imagine if you could convince yourself to adopt new habits, push through self-doubt, and overcome fear. The same principles of persuasion, emotional triggers, reward systems, social proof, apply to your own psychology. Once you master this, you unlock the power to transform your life from the inside out. What you'll learn in this book. If you've made it this far, you're already starting to see how deep the rabbit hole of persuasion goes. And trust me, we've only scratched the surface. In the chapters ahead, you're going to learn how to master the hidden forces of persuasion that shape your world. You'll uncover the psychological triggers that move people, the neuroscientific mechanisms that make persuasion so powerful, and the ethical frameworks that ensure you wield this power responsibly. But more importantly, you'll discover how to apply these principles to influence others and, most importantly, to yourself, to become the person you've always wanted to be. The tools in this book will give you the power to reshape your reality. They will help you grow your business, improve your relationships, and gain more control over your own mind. The journey ahead is going to challenge everything you thought you knew about persuasion, about influence, and about yourself. You'll be a master persuader, a puppet master pulling the hidden strings of the mind to win hearts, change minds, and open doors you never thought possible.